Welcome back. We are up to Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 11, Mishnah 5 of Maseches Trumos. We continue in talking about the sort of side elements of the fruits that should not have Kedushas Truma, but in some cases we'll see that they do. Says the Mishnah, Garinei Truma, the seeds of Truma fruit, Bizman Shehu Mechansan, when the Kohen collects them and saves the seeds because he wants to eat, as he's eating the fruit, and he clearly that he puts them aside because he wants to eat them, Asuros, so these seeds will be forbidden to a non-Kohen, meaning they have to be treated like Truma, because even though fruit seeds generally are not food, and so they should not have Kedushas Truma, the Chazal say that if the Kohen saves them, it's clear that he wants them as food and they're not waste, so then they should be treated like Truma. But if the Kohen throws away the seeds, the Mutaros, they could be eaten by non-Kohen because they're showing they don't want them and they're clearly not food at that point. And so too when it comes to the bones of the sacrifices that were brought in the base of Megdash, Bizmanshu, when the person who is eating the korban, he collects and saves the bones because he wants to eat them, so then they're going to be totally prohibited. Meaning they'll have the same level of restrictions as the meat offering. But if he threw away the bones, they're going to be permissible, meaning they won't have the subject restrictions that apply to this meat usually. It's a little unclear exactly, so what level of kedusha do they still have, but it's clear that they just don't have the same level of kedusha as the meat itself at that point. Then it says the Mishnah further, Hamursan Mutar. So when it comes to bran, and specifically bran that's like coarse, meaning so you have this coarse bran of truma grain, it's permissible to a non-Kohen, meaning it doesn't have the status of truma because people usually just don't eat it. But subin shel chadashos asuros. But fine bran that comes from fresh grain of truma is going to be prohibited to non-Kohanim because the bran itself doesn't have Kedushas Truma, but it also tends to usually have some regular flour inside of it, which is Truma, and it's like mixed all together, so a non-Kohen should avoid this bran. V'shel yeshanos mutaros, but fine bran that comes from the old grain of Truma is permissible because this bran usually does not have any flour in it. V'noheg v'truma k'derech shehu noheg b'chulin, and a Kohen can treat Truma grain the same way he treats Chulin grain, meaning he can sift out the bran from the Truma grain and throw it out, no problem, because the bran is not Truma, so it could be destroyed. And hamasalis kav o kavim lasa, and if a Kohen takes truma flour from which the bran was removed, and he sifts it again until he's left with only one or two kava fine flour from a seya of ordinary flour, lo ya'abid es ashari, he has to be careful not to destroy the leftovers, because elyan yichanu b'makom hamutzna, he should put it somewhere private and somewhere protected, because even though he may only want the finer flour, the lesser quality flour is still perfectly good flour, so it still has kedushas truma, and he cannot destroy it. That was Mishnah. Now moving forward to Mishnah Vav. So Magura Shepina Mimena Chite Truma. So this is a time obviously before vacuum cleaners. But so the guy, let's say someone has a storeroom in which he cleared out. There was all this Truma wheat kernels in there, and he cleared the whole thing out. But inevitably, you don't have a vacuum, so there's going to be some kernels left. So he's going to pick up every single last kernel. Take forever. Ein Mechayven Oso Leos Yoshev Malakita Chas Achas. We don't tell him to go ahead and sit and pick up all the remaining kernels one by one before he puts the chulin wheat in there. El mechabir kedarko, he just sweeps out the room like he normally does, just cleans it out. But no stain lasocha chulin, and he could put chulin in it. And we're not concerned that maybe there's some left, because even if there's a little bit left, it'll just become batel, it'll become nullified among the rest of the chulin that is put in there. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Vav. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Zion. Have a wonderful day.